Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud, 9:10. It's the last on the topic of the rights and responsibilities of farmers and their landlords. This Mishnah is basically sort of based on a linguistic nuance, which I think, since we're talking about Hebrew words and there's no exact English translation, is hard to understand. So I'm going to speak first by giving sort of a parallel, sort of analogous case that you can understand, and then we'll see in the words of the Mishnah how it works. You know, the question is, when a person rents, let's say, this is not the case for Mishnah, but I'm going to give a parallel case. Let's say, you know, I need to print magazines, and you have a printing press, and I tell you, well, listen, I need to rent your printing press, you know, I'll give you $700, and you should lend it to me for the week, a full week. So I'm saying for a full week, and we're living in Israel, and you're Jewish, I'm Jewish, we're both from, we understand, we have halachic sensibilities, so of course a week includes a Shabbos. It's understood that there's only 6 business days, let's call it, in the week, because one day is set aside for Shabbos. So I'm paying you $700 rent, and it's understood, since I rented it for a full week, quote-unquote, a week, so I'm getting it for 7 days, including a Shabbos, and 6 of them are going to be work days, and 1 is not going to be a work day. In contrast, if I say, listen, I need your printing presses, and I need to run magazines to print it, I need 7 days of production, I'll give you $700 rent. So we understand, of course, that 7 days of production doesn't include Shabbos because that's not a production day. So if I say I need it for 7 days to produce the magazines, that would include 7 business days, and Shabbos wouldn't be one of them. That's the idea behind our Mishnah, except instead of talking about days of the week, we're talking about years of the 7-year cycle, which includes a Shemitah year. Shemitah year effectively is like a Shabbos for the land. You can't cultivate the land. You can't really get, you know, the fruits of the land are really not available to you, etc., or not commercially available to you. And therefore, the Mishnah will say, if it's a makabosada mechavero leshavua echad, if the farmer agrees to like a 7-year period, that's the equivalent of like a week. So 7 years, and every 7 years, of course, includes a Shemitah year. So then, and the price, let's say, is besheva meos zuz, for the price of 700 zuz for the shavua of years. So then hashvius min haminyan. So then the Shemitah year, Shvius here doesn't mean the 7th year. It means the 7th year of the 7-year cycle. It could be the first or middle or last year of the 7 years of the Shavua. But the point is the Shemitah year, it's included in the Shavua, included in the 7, because that's how it works, like renting the press for a week. One day is a Shabbos, okay? However, Kibbul Hemenu Sheva Shanim, if the deal is I need 7 years of farming, and I'm paying you, you know, 700 zuz, then ein hashvius min haminyan, then it's understood that the Shemitah year is not included in the 7 years because I was getting 7 years of production, and Shemitah doesn't count towards that because it's not a year of production.